Been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. But did you know that it's also good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jason Miller, creator of Peak Nitric Oxide. I've authorized giving away a free bottle to each of the first 100 callers. Discover the miracle of Peak Nitric Oxide, packed with clinically proven ingredients to improve your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, joints, mood, memory, and sexual performance. We'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. That's a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Isn't it time you tried something great for your body and your wallet? Discover how to get a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Be one of the first 100 callers to avoid missing out. 1-800-500-6202.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man saves you up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay pharmacy prices of $15 per pill when you can get Viagra for less than $3 per pill? Call and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-795-5664 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. It's fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-795-5664. Call now. Call 800-795-5664. Again, 800-795-5664.
Three out of four homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids Smoke Alarms will help protect your family.
Right now, we want to recognize those that have served in the various branches of the military. I always kid the choir that none of us would have a job if we didn't do this song every 4th of July. So as we play and sing the anthem from your branch of service, we ask that you stand up that we might be able to say thank you and how much we appreciate your service to our country and your service to us as individuals. The salute to the armed forces.
Yeah.
And we invite you to remain standing, if you would, for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Welcome. Welcome to the Veterans Day edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and we're glad to have you with us. What's going to happen today for pretty much the whole show, except for the Playhouse. We'll do the Playhouse, we'll do the joke, and it's a veterans joke, a great old veterans joke. Right off the bat, let me say that if anybody even thinks about emailing me, to say, how come you did so much veteran stuff, and why didn't you do more funny stuff, you will be wasting your time. As soon as I see the tone of your email, I will delete your email. Okay, you have no say in this if you in any way are against what we do every Veterans Day. We're the only show that does it, and we're real proud that we're the only show that does it. And here's the other thing, if you stick with us and stay with us, you might learn something. You might learn a little something about Veterans Day, which was originally called Armistice Day. Did you know that, Peon?
I had heard the Armistice, but...
Did Dan know that it was Armistice Day?
Yes, I did.
Do you know what year it was changed?
I can't remember what year it was changed. It was
1954. President Eisenhower changed it to Veterans Day, which I think is a much better day. It makes a whole lot more sense to me than Columbus Day or some of this other goofy crap that we do.
It was based on the this date is the end of
World War One. It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. That's why this is the day 11/11, and it was the 11th hour that was the official end to World War One. I sound like I know a lot about stuff, but I really don't. I know very little about very much, but I know a couple of things, and I think that as you get older, every year you learn a little more. We will take calls, but just light them up and we'll try to look over and pay attention to see when they're lit up, and we'll take some calls. We're also going to check in with my dad. My dad, in another half hour or so, I called him to see how he was doing, if he was up to going on, and he'll go on. And the only reason for that is my dad's a World War II veteran. And we don't have many of those left. We have just over 1.5 million, which sounds like a lot, but there were just under 17 million men and women who served in World War II, and we're down to 1.5. We're losing about 600 a day. Now, what's going to happen is that number is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, because as they get older, it's 600 a day on average now, but very soon it's going to become 1,000 a day, because obviously the older they get, clock's ticking. So while it sounds like we still have a lot of World War II vets, not really. And in 3 to 5 years, with the exception of those few who live to be 100 and 102, like the guy now who is the oldest living World War II vet, is Richard Overton. He's 107. And this morning he got a chance to meet President Obama at Arlington. They did a ceremony. And what's funny, he was on one of these honor flights like my dad went on. And while he was in Washington, this 107-year-old guy said in Washington, wow, it would sure be something. Out loud, he said, I wonder what it'd be like to meet President Obama. And somebody heard it and made it happen. And they flew him in today for the ceremony, which I just think is a great story. And is the oldest, at least as far as we know, the oldest known American veteran of World War II, Richard Overton, 107. So except for a few of those people who make it past 100, I would say 3 to 5 years, we've run out of World War II veterans. Now, the Vietnam veterans, I certainly welcome your call today because you are my generation. I would have been, had I seen combat and left the country, I would have been, you know, part of that Vietnam mess. And there's a lot to say today, and I don't have an outline. I never do. I don't have an order for what we're going to do. We're just going to sort of wing it and talk and share some stories and play some music. And I don't want it to become a music show, but some of the greatest statements in terms of tributes that have been made to veterans and about veterans have been in the form of music, and most of that country music. And you can take it any way you want. I'm not dumping on other music, but I don't hear or know of too many rappers who have what have become great patriotic tug at your heartstring songs. I don't even rock stars. There are a couple. Springsteen has certainly done some patriotic stuff, but for the most part, the real patriotic stuff comes out of country music. And we're going to play the usual suspects today. We have to play, Private Malone. That's the guy who buys the car of the guy that was killed in Vietnam. We're going to have to play Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. We're going to have to play the Statler Brothers, More Than a Name on the Wall, but we've added a couple today. George Jones, and I don't know if we played this before. We may have played it once. George Jones, the great, late, great George Jones, who was considered by almost everybody to be maybe the greatest country singer ever, did a song called 50,000 Names Carved on the Wall. A powerful, powerful song. We'll play that today. And to me, there are a couple of people in show business now, and Dan would agree with this when I say this one name, who are absolutely true patriots and go above and beyond for the veterans. The first name I'll mention, and I know Dan's aware of him, is every time I go to think of his name, Lieutenant Dan. Gary Sinise. You have no idea how much this guy has done and given for veterans. And the other guy's Trace Adkins.
Yes.
Trace Adkins, in addition to being a powerful country singer, is real big into the Wounded Warriors. And if you can find a way to make a couple of notes in the course of the show, if you ever wonder, what the heck can I do? I don't do anything. It's one thing to go, hey, support the troops, and I see those things on cars. What does that mean? I mean, how do you do that? How are you supporting the troops? Or let's honor our veterans. Okay, how are you going to do that? You're just going to say, let's honor our veterans? There are a couple things you can do. There's a thing called Operation Shoebox, and the website is OperationShoebox.com. And what that is a bunch of people who volunteer lots of time, and they send things to the people who are deployed, just anything, boxes, shoebox-type packages of stuff with a note. When I say you have no idea what it means to get something in the mail when you're overseas, I also have no idea, because I've never seen active combat duty. I've never been in the other side of the world in a jungle or somewhere. But I can certainly imagine that when it comes time for mail call, and there's still real mail call, even though they have dishes set up, satellite, and they can get internet, there's nothing like the cookies, the goodies, the little whatever. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. Just opening something from somebody back here is a big deal. And you can find out how you can participate in that at OperationShoebox.com. And then, of course, the the Wounded Warriors thing. And I if you just Google Wounded Warriors, and I think, it's WWP.org, Wounded Warriors Project, WWP.org. Trace Adkins is real big in that. You can find out what you can do there, too. And I guess the reason I say that is I am as guilty as a lot of you about, wanting to think we're patriotic and talking the talk, but sometimes you got to walk the walk, and it doesn't take a lot. It just, maybe it's that $19 a month for Wounded Warriors. Maybe it's something that you can have sent to somebody, and you don't have to know them. You go, I don't have any relatives in the service. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. A soldier, and here's another thing. Don't get nitpicky on me, you hardcore people, military people. Soldier, I think, is a term that's if you want to get real technical, applies to Army, and then it's seaman and Marine, and we're going to use the word soldier for anybody serving, because if you look up the definition of soldier, it says anybody who's fighting as part of an active Army-type organization. So we'll call them all soldiers, male, female, any branch. But if a soldier opens a box or gets mail from a total stranger, sometimes it's the next best thing to it being somebody in your family, because some people don't have a family. Some people are alone. Some people aren't married. Not everybody's married. Not everybody has living parents. Not everybody. But you send something anonymously, you just go, thanks for what you're doing. We're thinking about you. Wow. And I heard somebody this morning say it's real depressing when mail call comes for those few soldiers whose names don't get called out. They got nothing. You got no mail. There's nothing here for you. And other people have two, three, four things. The wife sent something. Mom sent something. Mother-in-law sent something. Dad sent something. Brothers, sisters. Remember, there are people who don't get anything. And concentrate on those people. Again, we have no order. I'm going to take our first break. We come back with my dad on the phone. My dad was in the Navy. He was in World War II. He served in Okinawa. And one of the reasons I thought to call him today was this typhoon that hit Manila. Did you see this thing? The 10,000 people, they say, could be killed. There are bodies hanging in trees when the water receded. And they said the reason they're having a hard time accounting for is because many of the bodies are just out to sea. They're out in the water. It's a mess. My dad was in a typhoon in Okinawa on a ship. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to him. He may have a couple of stories, I hope. And then we're going to play some more stuff. And before you know it, it's going to be gone. The day's going to be over. And unfortunately, it's the same way with Christmas. And yes, I said Christmas because that's the holiday that I celebrate, whatever yours is. We make a big deal out of it for a day or so, and then it's kind of gone for a while. And Thanksgiving, the same way. We feed people one day. Well, they have to eat the other 364 days. And I certainly don't think that you can have every day be Veterans Day. It would become diluted and not nearly as powerful if every day all we did was talk about veterans, just the same way that the word hero has become diluted. I think it's lost a lot of its meaning. I went online and I watched. I've spent several hours since Thursday just looking and picking, and I read your emails, folks, and some of you sent me great suggestions. We can't do them all. Songs, videos, unfortunately, this is radio. I listened to some of the songs, but the ones that I heard, most of them were sort of copies of the ones that are the traditional ones we play here. They're second best to George Jones's song or the Statler Brothers song. So we'll do what we have time to do. It'll be over fast, and I'll try not to talk too much. Let me say a word about American Equity Mortgage. We'll take a break. We'll come back. My dad on the phone. American Equity Mortgage has been on the show for 21 years. And that's how long they've been in business, 21 years. Yes, the year they started, they became part of this show. And they've been part of it for 52 weeks a year, 21 years. If you like what we do, not just today, but every day, there are two ways this show could go off the air. Somebody could walk down the hall and just fire me, terminate me for whatever reason. That's one way. It's never happened. In my life, it's never happened. The other way is we run out of advertisers. No advertisers, no show. Because that's how I get paid. Don't get a salary from the station. Neither does Peon, neither does Dan. So when you support the advertisers, you keep the show on the air. And I know that sounds like a Channel 9 bank of phone people in the pledge taking calls, but that's really the way it works. So if you need a mortgage or you want to take advantage of the mortgage you already have and the fact that as a homeowner you have equity, we would really like it if you talk to the folks at American Equity Mortgage. We know there are other mortgage companies. We know they sound like they're as good as American Equity. A couple of them might be. We don't care about them. We care about the people. Keep the show on the air. American Equity Mortgage. Give them a shot at your business. Let them show you how to use the equity in your home, save money, paying off bad debt like credit cards. You can go to AmericanEquity.com or you can call 314-878-9999. When we come back, conversation with Senior from out in San Diego on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with an accident, they've just gotten it out of the way. Southbound on 170. Residual volume, though, you could still see it between about Olive and Forest Park Parkway. It was thinning out. They've gotten the accident out of the way. 64 westbound, it's a pretty good run headed out of the city this afternoon from, looks like, Hampton all the way out to McCaws, and then again west of there, 270 out to Mason. Starting to see a tad more volume now southbound on 270 approaching Manchester. I'm Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game, and it's here exclusively on KTRS.
Are you ready for the next financial meltdown? Is your retirement nest egg in jeopardy? Do you have enough money to retire? Shockingly, studies show that over 50% of Americans think they'll die before they're able to retire. Don't let this happen to you. Call the Financial Advisor Network today at 800-416-3598 for your free consultation with a pre-screened financial advisor in your area. Learn how to maximize your wealth and protect your money. Find out how you can create a plan for a safe and worry-free retirement. Call 800-416-3598. Call now and we'll also give you a free copy of The Insider's Guide to Building Extreme Retirement Wealth. You've worked hard to earn your money and you must protect it. You deserve the life you've always dreamed about. Don't become another statistic needing to work longer than you want to. Call now for your free consultation with a pre-screened financial advisor and free guide to building extreme retirement wealth. Just call 800-416-3598 today. That's 800-416-3598. Again, 800-416-3598.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing like walking into your house and having a place for everything. Having your house organized. Well, the best place to start is at St. Louis Closet Company, because St. Louis Closet Company will not only organize your house, they'll organize your life. St. Louis Closet Company, 100% locally owned and 100% locally operated by Jennifer Williams and her family. It's been going for years. 100% custom manufactured closets here in St. Louis by a local company. St. Louis Closet Company will customize your kids' closets, your pantry, your laundry rooms, even Murphy beds. You want to save space? Murphy Beds is a great way to add an extra bed into the home. To find out more, stlouisclosetco.com. That's stlouisclosetco.com. Remember, you want to support local businesses? St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Who is it?
Chilly Winter Draft. I wanted to come in and hang out around the back of your neck and maybe swirl around your feet a little.
Yeah, not interested.
No problem. I'll just make my way in through these rattly old windows.
Tired of the cold invading your home? Replace those drafty old windows with triple pane windows from Amazing Siding and Windows. Three panes of glass with sealed vapor barrier between each mean no more chills when you sit near the window. Right now, you'll save $150 off every amazing triple pane window. Or beautify your home's appearance and block out the cold with amazing plank acrylic siding. With an extra inch and a half of solid graphite insulation, you'll add an additional R4 insulation value to your home and make it impervious to the elements. Now save $4,000 off whole house amazing plank acrylic siding or save $150 off every window. Call Amazing Siding and Windows for details. 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
Do you use regular
BP driver rewards? Become a member today and receive an instant 10 cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details and participating locations.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, my dad's on hold, and we're going to talk to him here in just a second. Before we do, I forgot to tell you folks something. The opening montage, the tribute to all the branches and the Star Spangled Banner, that all came from a YouTube video. That was the Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. Somebody sent me a link to that video, and I watched it, and I thought, wow, even without the visual, this is a terrific Veterans Day tribute. So it's if you want to go online and look it up, it's the Prestonwood Baptist Church, Plano, Texas. The pastor's name is Jack Graham. They've got a full orchestra in that church. It's unbelievable. So that's what that was. My dad should be on the phone. Daddy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, there he is, senior, everybody.
Hey, senior.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, on his speakerphone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Because you don't hear very well, do you?
No, I don't. I've got two hearing aids right now.
And a real loud speaker.
I've got your own speaker here, and I can hear very well.
Perfect. This will work out great. So, it's Veterans Day, as you know, and I called you earlier, and I said, Happy Veterans Day, and you said, Happy Veterans Day to you, too. And I have to tell you, and I've told people this before, I think there ought to be, like, two categories of veterans. There ought to be people like you, and then people like me, because I never saw any combat. I never left the country, and I'm not, you know, demeaning or downplaying people who are reservists or who never left the country. I just feel like it's a different level, if that makes sense. Because you, and a lot of people like you, let's just start with your story. You actually quit high school, right, and went in the Navy.
I went in the Navy in the 11th grade.
Wow.
Yes.
11th grade.
I took my basic or boot camp at Great Lakes, Illinois, for 10 weeks.
Wow, 10 weeks, that's a
long. And they let me come home for 7 days.
Now, what time of year was basic training, boot camp?
What time of year was in October.
So, Great Lakes in October, is it cold up there in October?
Oh, very, very cold, yes. I started out in October, and my training ended in December, right before Christmas.
Now, see, boot camp in the Army is only, well, it's 8 weeks, I guess, total. You were 10 weeks. So,
yeah, 10 weeks.
All right, let's do this. You're what, how old, 17, 18? How old were you?
87.
You were 87. No, how old were you in boot camp?
Oh, when I went in, I was barely 18.
Okay.
Barely 18, so.
All right, tell me the scariest part, because I know you were born where I was born, Humboldt, Tennessee, a little nothing town. You've probably never really been out of town. Had you even been out of town at all before you went in?
I had been to Memphis, Tennessee one time, and that was it.
That's it.
The rest of the time is Humboldt, Tennessee.
And I'm assuming you went to Great Lakes, if I remember, by train.
I went to Great Lakes by train. And after boot camp, I got to come home. And when I went back, they sent me to Newport, Rhode Island for additional amphibious training.
Ooh.
Hey.
I had to take that for 6 more weeks. And I thought I never would get in a warm climate. So, but anyway, after that 6 weeks, I was assigned to a ship. That's where I went aboard the Saugus, S-A-U-G-U-S.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Tampa, Florida.
All right.
So we rattled a troop train from Newport, Rhode Island down to Tampa, Florida. We were there for 2 weeks. That's when I got assigned to my first ship. And let's see, from there, we took our shakedown cruise out in the in Gulf of Mexico. And then we went from there down the Caribbean and went through the Panama Canal. And
your memory is better than mine is.
Oh, no kidding.
You got better memory than I do. Dad, let me ask you something. When you didn't know anybody, you didn't go in with a buddy or anything like that. You didn't know.
I didn't know anybody.
Yeah. You had to be scared. I mean,
I was scared to death. I thought the world had come to an end.
Yeah, see, people don't talk enough about how scared these kids are when they go in the service, because they almost make it seem like, you know, they're just brave and they're ready for action. They're scared to death. They're petrified. And I know you were. You were scared.
Never had even shaved when I went in.
No, at 18, you never shaved?
Never had. See, I was always kind of light complexion.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have any beard. But commanding officer, when we got in boot camp, he said, by God, you're going to shave every day whether you need it or not. So I did. I scraped my face raw, you know.
Yeah. Now they also look. You're in the Navy, so I know. And look, you can't swim a lick. I mean, I've known my whole life. You don't know how to swim.
Well, they gave me the swimming lessons, and the first part of the swimming lesson was jumping off the high diving board, and I was scared to death. But I jumped in feet first. They said, we don't care how you go in, because if you're on a burning ship that's going down, you're going to go in no matter what, feet first, belly first, no matter what. So,
yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, anyway, I went in feet first. And,
anyway.
I just kind of dog paddled on over to the one side, you know, and I made it all right.
And that's it? If you made it to the side, you passed?
I passed.
Yeah, hopefully if you started sinking towards the bottom, somebody would have jumped in.
Yeah, what happened to the guys that weren't making it?
They had lifeguards with long poles, you know, on each side of the pool.
Just pull them over?
And the ones that kept going under, they'd let them go under about three times and then pull them out.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sure they had to keep doing it until they could eventually paddle over to the side.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me ask you about something else here.
Yeah.
Look, there's a big typhoon. You've been watching the news, this thing that just hit the Philippines.
Yeah, I have. I was just thinking about that.
And you were in a typhoon.
I was in a typhoon at Okinawa.
Now, let me explain something to people that I didn't know till I looked it up today, because I didn't want to go on the air being too stupid. Peon and Dan, do you know the difference between a typhoon, a cyclone, and a hurricane?
A hurricane and a typhoon, I thought it were about the same thing.
They're all three the same.
Yeah, and it's just...
It's regional. It depends on what part of the world it's in. The Caribbeans are all hurricanes. Manila would be typhoon, and then there are other parts of the world. They're called.
We were in the ocean when this typhoon hit us, and ships were going down, sinking. You know,
we were
barely able to take care of ourselves, and we couldn't save anybody.
So it was actually sinking other ships.
Oh yes, some of them were. We were lucky enough to be on a bigger ship. And but we still had to have our engines turning over full speed ahead, because it would just push us back.
Now you had to stand guard outside on the deck during, I guess, this typhoon, right?
Well, I was at the helm during the typhoon.
Wow. What are you standing guard against?
Well, that's a good question. Dan wanted to know what would they be guarding against standing out there in a typhoon. But didn't you have a guy literally in his sleep walk off into the ocean?
I was doing my sentry post watch, you know, on the bow of the ship, and he was doing his on the dock, so he would, you know, walk halfway and turn around, and go back, and I'd do the same thing on board ship. And so we were all so tired from loading ammunition and stuff that he got to the end of the dock and he just kept walking and walked right off in the water.
Oh, man.
I saw him when he hit, you know, but You know, just all we had to do, all we could do was just tell the commanding officer at that time what happened. By that time, he'd already pulled himself up by the pier, you know.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty funny, but it was funny when it was all over.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. What do you think, if you could even think of this, was the most scared in that time you were in, the single day or incident that was the scariest? Can you even think of one?
Oh, there were several of them. I'd say that typhoon was probably the scariest, because we had to sleep with life jackets and, you know, everything we could put on, you know, because we never did know when we were going to hit the water and ship going down. So,
and there had to be a bunch of
people. Another one of the scariest was, I guess, in Japan. We had to go to Japan for 7 months during the occupation, and they didn't like us because they lost the war. So that was pretty scary, you know, taking shots at us. And one of our shipmates was on board one of these little boats. I forget now what they call them, but he was doing patrol duty at night near the shore.
Right.
And the Japanese over there on the beach, he shot him right off of there and killed him. And the guy that's operating the motor didn't know he was gone until he saw that they were running right straight towards the beach. And he yelled at him to turn, not go into the beach, you know. When he looked around at him, he was gone. And so they didn't find him until the next morning.
So you weren't, when you were in Japan, you weren't threatened personally in any way or in any real danger, but you sort of always were.
Yeah, I remember one time there on board ship, I was standing guard with a 45 strapped on my side, and it was a Japanese tried to come aboard, and my commanding officer already told us, don't let anybody come aboard. So when he started, when I told him to stop, of course, he couldn't understand me. But when I pulled my 45 out...
He understood that.
That's a universal language.
Real quick.
Yeah, Peon says that's a universal language.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he took off, and we didn't see him anymore.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get in a lot of trouble. You got in trouble, I know, you told me, for rolling your sleeves up. That was a violation, which, quite frankly, to me, sounds like MPs that didn't have anything else to do.
Right.
You know.
They had to do something. So yeah. That happened in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Well, it was about three or four of us, you know, just kind of relaxing a little bit, walking down the street, and
in those goofy Navy uniforms.
Yeah.
I want to hear some shore leave stories. Is there
he's not going to tell you that. I don't know.
That was another scariest moment in your life.
Yeah, the scariest moment.
Yeah, but anyway, the shore patrol saw us and pulled over and hauled us into the brig and kept us about 3 hours, you know, with a big chewing out.
Yeah, just for rolling your sleeves up.
Yeah, back then, you know, you had to be in uniform. You couldn't go ashore with civilian clothes.
And your uniform had to be a certain way. And if it wasn't,
it had to be a certain way. Now, just like turning the cuffs up one time, I was out of uniform.
Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, now, real quickly, because we're out of time, I want you to tell the watch story again, because I still remember the story. You were on leave, and you bought yourself a watch.
Oh, yeah. That was in San Francisco. I had $20. That was all the money I had, but I had to have a watch.
Yeah.
And so I went to one of these little, you know how they are, jip joints on the sidewalk. And the guy was selling watches, you know, and I walked up and I looked at one and I said, "How much is that?" And he said, "It's $20. And I said, "Oh man, well anyway, I gotta have a watch." So I paid the $20. For that watch, got back aboard ship, and they had extended our leave, our liberty, and
so now you got more time in town and no money.
Yeah, so I could go ashore again that night, you know, and I didn't have a nickel. I didn't have any money, and so I went back to that same place where I bought this watch, and I told the man standing there, I said, "I just bought this watch here last night, but I need to sell it back to you. Would you give me my money back?" He said, "Oh, no, I can't give you money back." He looked at it and he said, I'll give you $15 for it.
Oh.
Well, I took that. I had a little bit of money then.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure you got hours worth of stories, but you know, I didn't want the whole day to go by without. I should have called you last year, but you know, sometimes some days are better for you than other days these days. So how you feel today? You feel pretty good today, I can tell.
Yeah, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. And you know, same old story with the balance. I'm not walking too straight.
Yeah, you got any women over there right now that we can't hear?
Just left. She just left.
She just left.
Yeah. All right, now listen, every time I talk to you, you ask me how John Landoff is doing, and then you sing that song.
Oh, yeah.
You want to sing
my buddy, John Landoff. You know, I always tell you, I guess I've said before, that when I first came to St. Louis was in 1965, and the first commercial that I heard on the radio was Johnny Landoff.
Yeah.
Johnny Landoff, Chevrolet.
And Senior, I'm still the president of your fan club, too.
Yeah, Dan's still the president of your fan club.
He doesn't know it, but he's my friend.
Yeah, well, and Dan, if you missed it, Dan said he's still the president of your fan club. Dan is.
That's right. Dan is.
All right.
Yeah, he sure is.
All right. Well, listen, I love you, and thanks for telling us a couple of stories. I appreciate it.
Well, I love you. I got a lot more stuff to tell you. I'll tell you next year.
Maybe we won't wait till next year, okay? Maybe we'll just do it for no real reason except to do it.
Once a week.
And happy birthday. I mean, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
All right. Thank you, Daddy.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Senior.
This is a man who didn't say 15 words his entire life.
I know, you said that.
I grew up with him, and the last 5 years, he just talks.
That time he came in, and you told us.
He may not say anything.
And he just blossomed.
He stunned me.
He couldn't keep quiet.
I grew up in this house, he's a man who, he's an introvert, and he just didn't talk about anything. He was just very quiet. And then, and I will tell you, my mother was pretty domineering. She was the dominant one. She did all the talking and pretty much told everybody else when they couldn't speak. And once she passed
away. He's probably just waiting for his turn. And now,
once she passed away, I guess he figured, well, it's my turn. And he just started. And these are stories I had never heard till the last 4 or 5 years.
He's got all that stuff built up. He's letting it all out.
And maybe we will. You know, I feel bad that it's been so long since I talked to him. But he really does have good days and bad days, but today I could just tell as soon as he picked up the phone earlier when I called, you have a good day today.
Yeah, once a week we should check in.
Yeah, we'll check with him more often, and sometimes I think it's a little self-serving if people go, well, you know, and look, if you guys, to make it even, a peon, you want to call your dad, we'll call your dad. Dan, we'll call your dad if you want to.
Nah, it's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is about Veterans Day, and he is a veteran, and I really do believe that if he had it to do over again, he would have stayed in and made a career out of it, because to tell you the truth, the one thing he talks about more than anything else is the Navy and time in the Navy. And he was in 2 years. 2 years. 2 years of his life. That's it. He was a house painter. He was a laborer. He doesn't talk about that stuff. He doesn't talk about other things that took up many, many more years of his life. He talks about the Navy. He loves the Navy. And you know what? In hindsight, if he hadn't been so scared and he wasn't a risk taker at all. You know, I remember he told me when he got out, somebody said they counseled you before you're discharged, and they said, now you have life insurance through the military. You can keep it if you like. And they asked him how much it was, and I think he told me it was $2 and something a month. He said, no way. He said, that's too high. I'm not going to pay that. Well, he has no insurance now. And of course, now he realizes that would have been a smart thing to do. A lot of things would have been, but you do what you do. And you make the decisions based on, you know, your life and your environment and the way you were brought up. The Goodfeet stores. My dad doesn't walk well. Goodfeet can't help him. His is a balance issue. He can shuffle around a little bit, but he's not going to be taking any walks around the block. A lot of people can walk, but they're in pain when they walk. And then there are those people who are in pain and they're not even walking or standing, and they're still in pain. And a lot of those cases, it's still coming from the feet. The source of the pain is an issue with your feet, and it's all about pressure and how you stand and how you walk. That's why there are Goodfeet stores around the country, and there are 3 in the St. Louis area. You go in with no appointment, tell them what hurts. And wouldn't it be great to find out, like thousands of people have, that there is a way to resolve that pain, to eliminate that pain with a simple insert arch support? Could happen. It's happened for lots of people. On Olive, just west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. South County, Union Road across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com. The Good Feet Stores.
Without trees, hide-and-seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News,